decide who he empowers, who he raises up, who he gives skill and talent. It's by an act of his sovereign grace of divine election. For this, we need to be thankful to him all the days of our lives. Where we are today is not because of our technical know-how. It is because of the grace of God that raises leaders for a generation. In a moment of time, I would like you to labor in thanksgiving for the place whereon you stand today. If we take grace out of the equation, everything disintegrates. Even the ground upon which you stand is a testament to the unfailing glory of God. Take a moment to labor in praise and in thanksgiving. Elohim, we give you praise. Elohim, we exalt your mighty name. Elohim, be magnified. Elohim, there is none like unto thee. Can you labor in his presence? Can you labor? For the Lord will have men that will stand for him at every gate. At the gate of government, politics, and service, he will have men. At the gate of media and entertainment, he will have men. And you will be his man. You will be his man. We give him praise for the grace of divine election. It is this grace that has differentiated between the favored, oh my God, give him glory. A strong house is the Lord raising in our midst. A strong house. We give you glory. My copa musico pre kofila mamata la sobria tababona abra alai. this opportunity to give you praise, oh God. You have preserved us. You have fulfilled your word to us. You are kind. Be magnified in the name of Jesus. The glory and the praise in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Please, you may be seated inside and outside. I will attempt to do a very brief teaching, and then if I receive an allocation, I'm waiting for an allocation of the anointing, which will come when I begin to teach. Then if that allocation comes, then I will give a command against sickness. And also give a command against stagnation. Amen. Give a command for your progress. Amen. And before we meet again, you will have testimonies. Amen. All right, turn with me to the book of Genesis chapter 28. Yes, please celebrate Sister Bumi. You know, you need to be alive in the spirit to know what they are singing in heaven. It's a risk to sing where I am. It's a risk. Because if it's not the song, the rebuke will be intense. That's how we went for a crusade. A lady, powerful voice, but she didn't know God. I had to drive her away from that place. If God has committed this voice to you, why not seek him? Just disturbing everybody. Genesis 28 verse 10. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac, and the land whereon thou liest to thee will I give it unto thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep and said, surely, without a doubt, surely, without ambiguity, the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful. Don't forget that statement. How dreadful is this place? There is a dread. There is something to fear that is trapped in this location. How dreadful is this place? And that's why it's a wonder. It's a wonder how people say they're in the service of God and they are loose. How dreadful. The Bible says, therefore, knowing the terror of God, we persuade men. There's no way you'll be in league with God and be loose. The more you journey with God, the more he insists that you become more strict with yourself. When you find someone loose, his job description cannot be a pastor. It cannot be a pastor. If you have a calling, the calling is a covenant that compels God to attend to you. And because it's attending to you, there's a likelihood that you will grow faster than someone that doesn't have a calling. Your prayer life will advance faster than someone that doesn't have a calling. Because God is doing that. That is what he needs to establish, a measure of the stature of leadership in your life. So even though two of you are born again the same day, he needs to create a gradient in terms of investment that will make that same person that responded to the altar call and yourself look up to you for spiritual resources. So he will fast track your growth process. And part of the indications that you are growing in God is that the fear of God in your heart becomes a constraining factor that can make you not to do certain things. Faithfulness to your wife is not related to her beauty. By the time you travel from Morocco, you travel to Ethiopia. I've been there. I'm telling you, try it. Begin from Morocco, go to Ethiopia, pass through South Africa, and use South African Airways to come to Lagos. If I ask you at the airport, what is beauty? You will have no definition for beauty. There's a fear of God that keeps men in check. So if you cannot see the dread in that place, you were never there. There is a dread that your heart must embrace. If hallelujah. You see, I know Jesus well. All right? So, my talk, when I teach, the things I tell you are verified. How dreadful is this place? How fearful is this location? This is a novice that is speaking. He's not spiritually educated. At this time, God was ashamed to call him part of the people that he is their God. It's only his grandfather and his father that God mentioned, I'm the God of your grandfather, I'm the God of your father. You, I don't know where you are. So that's the situation. A rolling stone woke up from sleep. And he had discernment enough to know that there was dread in the location. How dreadful. How dreadful is this place. How dreadful is this place. And that sense of dread becomes a constraining factor that keeps you in check perpetually. And the sense of dread is administered to your conscience. So your conscience It's a critical organ in the measurement of your current state of holiness. Yeah, you are not with me. So let me. How dreadful. How dreadful. How dreadful. I was in Makurdi. I don't know what we're doing. Somebody called me and said, "Hey, I saw your banner that you are coming to Maraba." I had no meeting in Maraba. A pastor had gone, downloaded my picture, and made banners everywhere to use my face and my name to attract people. The reason why he could do that was because he no dread. He was in the wrong location, because if it's this location, even an unbeliever will notice there is a sense of awe. There is a mystery that your mind cannot contain that is in the location. That is what determines your decorum, the way you respond. Are you there? If by any means you encounter that mystery, it should determine your comportment, your allowables, your values. How dreadful. How dreadful. How dreadful it is. I was accused. What was the accusation? I say, I don't want to mingle with other young ministers that God is raising. Have you not seen me with Gideon? How come you people that are accusing me never took notice of Gideon? You didn't take notice of Peter, Ikechukwu. Didn't take notice of him. If we don't have the same values, we can't relate. We are not brethren. We are going to fetch water. Fetch water from... You are running combined service. And you want... Because we are upcoming ministers. What is your estimation of a minister? The dread that we are talking about will determine where you can connect. Tell me what you can do. Are you there? And as you journey in your life with God, never lose that wonder. If you lose it, you will become false. There is nothing that can stop you. When the flesh rises and gives you reasons why you need to respond, the reason why you will not yield is because there is a wonder, there is a dread. You don't know how he will react. How dreadful. How dreadful. How dreadful. How dreadful is this place. How dreadful is this place. How dreadful. So I've kept that wonder, the consciousness of that wonder in my heart. And that is a preservative. It is something that will protect you, to keep you in alignment. How dreadful. How dreadful. May our hearts never forget that wonder. In the name of Jesus Christ. So he says that the place was dreadful, and then he gave it a name. He called that location. He called it the house of God. He also called it the gate of heaven. So he's given one thing, two names. Because none of the names was strong enough to capture the encounter that he had. So he had to give it two separate names, which are descriptive of two separate aspects of the reality that he encountered. The first question I need to ask us before, as we make progress, is what is your definition of territory? What is your definition of territory? Yes, Pastor Mike, you are a teacher by calling. What is territory? What is territory? What is territory? What is territory? You are not under compulsion to speak. I called your name because I like you. Territory. What is it? Let me show you what territory is. Just in case you were sent to a place, you must find these four things in that location before you can be said to know the territory. Just in case you came from a family, you must find these four things in order for you to know the reality of your family. Now, the first thing is, you will notice that when this man was, when he departed from Beersheba. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
How many of you know Beersheba? No need for me to trouble you. He departed from Beersheba. He was going towards Haran. You know Haran? Okay, you don't remember Haran. Haran is delay. When Abraham went and told his father about his call, his father decided to constitute a travel party. And they left all of the Chaldees. The father was the one that was in charge of the journey, not Abraham that was called. And he went with the party to Haran and spent 50 years there. Haran is delay. Abraham was called at 25, plus the 50 years they spent at Haran. It was 75 years later that Abraham was now going to answer the call because his father took them to delay. And unfortunately for Abraham, when he was given the opportunity to constitute the travel party, he included Lot, which was contrary to the original instruction. Do you know how many years that one cost him? Just do what they say you should do. Do what he said you should do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this guy again, as he was running from home, he was going towards delay again. So thank God he did not arrive at delay on time. The night met him. Night met him. And then when the night met him, he began to behave strange. Because if I'm supposed to sleep on the open field, what am I doing with stone as pillow? Went and got one stone. And unfortunately for him, he did not know that the stone he got was part of the stones his ancestor used to raise an altar. So the first thing in territories that you must scan for is the presence of altars, the relics that point to altars. You don't know your family, you cannot explain the cycle of attacks that comes to your life if you have not taken inventory of altars. You can't describe territory without the altars it supports. Second thing, are you there?
Yes,
altars. 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 So there was a time that in the body of Christ, the golden revelation of the body of Christ was how to walk by faith. There was a season. And the Lord raised people to bring vocal expression to that dimension of truth. And I know you were blessed by that truth. You grew, began to function by it. In our time, the situation is more complex. Just speaking the word of God will not see you through. The reason is because they introduce altars. When altars are introduced, it means that the matter has been taken into the realm of the supernatural. It means spirits are involved. And the only way to counteract an altar is to set up another altar. And that's why the entry level requirement for every remnant worldwide is that you can survive 10-hour prayer. Because we are preparing people that know the language of priesthood. If you trouble your spirit like that, it will be easy for the Holy Ghost to give you insight beyond what you have studied, beyond the lectures that you attended. So, the first thing in the territory is an altar. An altar can become a utensil that can be used to shape people, shape tribes, shape families, shape men. Altars can be turned against you such that the spirits that operate there run, and the spirits that are given earthly permission to interfere in human affairs by reason of the tongue of the altar can now become the reasons why people operate in reproach. What your life is not consistent with what God has told you. And there's a contradiction. What you are seeing is not what you were told. The reason is because there is manipulation in the equation. Someone has set up an altar, and spirits have been given permission to invade your space, to manipulate your decision-making processes, to shut the doors that have been opened, to blind your eyes to what is available, so that you make wrong decisions, take wrong actions, marry the wrong wife, and produce the wrong generation. Altars. Altars. So the first thing that is found, hallelujah, we're going to pray this night. Hey! Aiko salo karikatua. My wife took him, went to the hospital. They said expected date of delivery, EDD, is so and so. The date passed, and the child was still there. After, they said, okay, in 2 weeks, is the EDD is plus or minus 2 weeks, and the 2 weeks elapsed, nothing happened. So I now felt. And in the night, she can't sleep. She just say, let me help this woman. I began to pray. Just praying. No, man, not even serious prayer. My mind was not in it. Then my eyes all open. I saw a man. He wore this, you know, this cap farmers wear, this straw cap. And he knew I would see his face, so he now bent it like this. So it was here that I saw, with the straw cap. I said, ah. So you are the one that will not allow this woman to give birth. As I was saying that, she entered into labor. Oh. Straight. 2 a.m. in the morning, the labor was unbearable, and we had to go to the hospital. Just that, when that disclosure, and I... But it didn't hear down on me that somebody was monitoring us. Even with that experience. It will now take a more drastic matter to open my eyes to the fact that I was an object of monitoring. May you wake up this night. Yeah. The stones are evidences of altars. Most of the rest of the things in the territory was a function of the effect of the altars. Because you will notice that there was an angelic stronghold. Those were messenger spirits that became preoccupied. They were sent on assignment because of the activity on the altar. And if you notice the oscillatory motion, they were ascending and they were descending. They were not descending and ascending, because what was responsible for the motion was the altar, so they were ascending from the altar. It means if you have a regiment, maybe 2 a.m. or 12 midnight, you must pray. If you do that, and you are doing it 1 year, 2 years, a time will come where it will become obvious that what you are doing is bringing an angelic presence. Part of the ways we know is that it will be very easy for you to pray. Something will be calling you to pray. You will feel a pull. When you start feeling that pull, you are not alone in that prayer. Oh, I tell you, as a man that was given the privilege to see the reason why there was a pull in terms of beings and creatures. And the day I was given that privilege to see what was happening in my room, I was detained till 3 a.m. The presence of God fell on me and I was there. The presence lifted by 3 a.m. in the morning, from 4 p.m. to 3 a.m. And I did not eat any food and I did not feel hungry. So there's either a demonic stronghold or an angelic stronghold, depending on whether it's a demonic altar or a righteous altar. That's the second thing that makes territory. What are the spirit beings that operate within that locality? If they are demons, then people's destinies are at risk. Are you still there? Number four. Huh? Oh, number three. Oh, sorry. We are taking it one by one. The spirits trapped there. What type of spirits are there? Are there demons? Went to preach in Brazil, and the pastor now told me that, you see, these people, if you can give them a prophetic word, it will release their faith. I finished preaching and teaching. I thought it was time to go. He said, no. Take a seat. Sit down. They're becoming one. What you see, you tell them. I said, wow. So I started. The third person that came wanted to test if what I was saying was true. So I just told the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, help me reach this one. 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 And I will not stop until he speaks. I'm not saying it loud. I'm saying it in my heart. Help me reach this one. Help me reach this one. He was looking intelligent. The Holy Spirit said, his father killed somebody and he was there. Now, why is he asking the reason why he's suffering? He's suffering as judgment to that murder that took place, because they offered human sacrifice, his father, and he was there. So I told him, your father offered human sacrifice and you were there. Why are you asking the reason why you are suffering? He shouted before he knew that he had shouted. So what is happening to him now is a judgment. And it takes an intelligent way of restitution in terms of repentance for that judgment to be stayed. Oh, so he didn't know that sacrifice that was made to that demonic altar, as at the time he was in Brazil, the altar was already crying for another sacrifice. He doesn't know. And his father has died. He was the one that was supposed to add another blood, so that there will be balance in the ecosystem. The spirits were agitated. They were anxious. He thought that by running from Nigeria to Brazil, he will be far away. But it's the stronghold in his environment where demons, demonic stronghold. The pattern of his life is going to go in that direction. Are you with me? Third thing is a portal. You will notice that the priesthood secured an entry point into heaven. It was at that entry point that Jesus was standing. Are you still here? That's a portal. That's a portal. It's like a telephone line. GSM line. Like a SIM card that has access to network. So his telephone line was connected to heaven. There was a portal that was designated for his altar. That's what church does in an environment like this. How many of you still remember when you moved into this place, how hard the environment was? Okay, you don't remember again. Those days, it was very difficult for you to get answers to prayer in Suruleri. If you want prayer, move to Ikeja. If you want to pray, move to Ikeja. It was better. Go when you go to, you don't know what, you don't understand what I'm talking about. Surulere, oh, Maya Ikomena Sila. My neighbor burns incense in the night till daybreak. We are all spiritual men with from different orders of priesthood on one floor. We don't exchange greetings morning or night. When you are going, just go. It doesn't matter who is there. No, we are all we know. Incense from night till morning. I had to move out. When you go to Orile, it's better. You move to mile two. Okay, it's much better. Then you move into Apapa. Uh-huh. That's where we pray. Come back to Surulere. But I couldn't find what was. I didn't know there was a big altar. Demons were trapped there. Most of the time, believers are not determined enough to colonize the atmosphere. And what it means to colonize the atmosphere is that your own altar becomes responsible for the spirit entities that operate within the locality. So it secures a portal, a true altar. That's what we call the spiritual breakthrough. So you people have had a breakthrough in this location. And that's the reason why finances are coming in. That's the reason why supplies are coming in. That's the reason why the angels of the house are appearing to people and inviting them to come to church, even people that you don't know. How many of you have seen me in your dreams before? Okay, see. You know, the camera couldn't capture that. That's the influence of my altar. And the angels that operate from that altar, that are given liberty to operate from that altar, were the ones that visited you. Should I tell you spiritual experience? This is not the Bible, my own experience. People's angels look like them. Yes. I give you that for free. And there are many spiritual things I will tell you off camera. It is my altar. The influence of my altar has reached your house. It reached Canada. Because there are people are seeing me in Canada. Reached America. Asia. People are seeing me in Asia. It's the influence of the altar. You want influence? I will tell you how. Huh? You know, prosperity is a measure of influence and power. He increased his people greatly and he made them stronger than all their enemies. Because increase will attract enemies. Measures of influence and power. He increased his people greatly and he made them what? Stronger than all their enemies. Are you there? All right, I give you. Number four, you know, in that altar that was set up, that this man entered into the false field of his grandfather's altar. And when God allowed him to go to sleep so that his physical senses were shut down, his spiritual senses were activated, and he saw the same location that he was, and that's when he noticed all these things. He noticed angelic strongholds. He noticed a potter. And then he also noticed he had an interaction. And he received a personal covenant from Jesus. Can you see that? Altar. Angelic stronghold. A potter. And then he could interact with God. And in his interaction with God, he got a personal covenant from Jesus. I will not leave you until I have done that which I have what? Spoken to you. So that priesthood gives you access to your principality. The principal individual that is in, that is the essence of your priesthood. The supervising personality of your altar. There's a supervising personality of your altar. So that altar is supposed to give you access to interacting with the supervising personality of the altar. So in this case, that supervising personality was the Lord. In order for you to set up this kind of system, such that it regulates a territory, I don't need to preach for people to give me money. No. Even if I'm on vacation. Because the altar has... Do you understand what I'm saying? It is what I know I will teach you. The one I don't know, I will not teach you. Because I've not proved it. The supervising spirit of your altar will come and make demands on you. It's when God begins to give you commandments, that's when you have started on the path of spiritual progress. The path of spiritual progress is not just for people that are saved, it's for people that accept the Lordship of Jesus to the extent that they are willing to be commanded. Willing to be commanded. And that means you cannot avoid a personal, face-to-face interaction with the supervising personality of your altar. The idea of the kingdom. You know, are you there?
Yes, sir.
If you go and ask the Jew, when did you encounter God? The Jew will tell you, we encountered God in a group. All right? That is the reason why the Jew will not respect your personal encounter. Because he will say you are lying. Who is the witness? Because they encountered God in what? A group. But when you come to the New Testament, there is a shift. The New Testament gives you an opportunity for you to have a personal interaction with the Lord. And that's why you will notice Moses and Elijah appeared. Moses representing the law. And if you are going by the law, you are accessing God through a book. If you are going by the prophets, you are accessing God through a man, and it is secondhand. But in the kingdom, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased, hear ye him. So there must be a personal interaction between you and him, and he's able to speak to you and direct you. There is no, the infrastructure that is built to support the New Testament pattern provides for personal relationship. I know we are all in church and we're going to pray in the moment of time and all of that, but the reason why we do what we do in the corporate house is so that you can have authority for what? Person. Are you there? Person. So the Jew cannot boast about a personal encounter. He can only talk about what God gave them as a group. But you have gone deeper. And the reason why it is possible is when you tend your what? Altar. So in establishing an altar, you must have a regiment. If you go to the New Testament, to the book of Acts chapter 3, you will see that they went to prayer, they went to the synagogue, they went to the temple at the hour of prayer. That is a regiment. It means even if you are poor, you will go to prayer at the hour of prayer. If you were arrested and jailed, you will pray at the hour of prayer. You are broke, you will pray at the hour of prayer. You were sacked from the office. You will pray at the hour of prayer. That is what it means. If no circumstance can make you break your regiment, it means you're on the path of spiritual progress. Jesus was the one that said, my house among all nations shall be called the house of prayer. Are you there? Yes. It means that people that are not Christians, when they come observe us, they should come to the conclusion that we are people of prayer. But it's the sons of the bondwoman that have earned that reputation. We have not. Are you with me?
Yes,
we have not. Because the sons of the bondwoman will pray even if they are hungry. Because it's a regiment. They will pray even if they are broke. It's a regiment. They will pray even if they are in prison. It's a regiment. But if you lose your job, in the next 1 month, you are not likely to pray because you don't have a regiment. We need to pass from this corridor of convenience into the corridor of covenant, where it doesn't matter how you feel. Like marriage, it doesn't matter how you feel. You are not unmarried because you don't like, you are fighting with your wife. You are not unmarried. It doesn't undo the covenant. Hey, oh my God, are you there? It means the options are not many. If there's controversy, when you finish shouting, you still come and sit down and say, you know what I really mean. The reason is because a narrow path. The one that wants to be right knows that the options are not many. That only Jesus is king. And the higher you go, the more he makes the path more constricted, because he's going to give you more power to wield, more authority to wield, more finances to wield. If it doesn't restrict your ability, you will be more of a rolling stone than fella. Just increases you, it makes your path narrow. The options for you are not many. So that the reason for which he gave you that anointing can adorn his kingdom. If you see a man that has not yet been conquered in his flesh, if you anoint him, he will squander that anointing on self. God will not gain. God will not profit. Are you there? The more you go into this light that I speak about, the more humble you become. Because you now discover that, hey, all of these things are happening to you just because God chose you. Not because you are intelligent, not because you are the best. You will keep seeing people that are better than you in many other things. But it's you he chose. And you will never get to understand why he chose you. So you just calm down. And then you cut covenant with him, cut relationship. A time will come, you will have something with him such that even if there's an opportunity for you to veer off, you cannot, because hey, the way, no, I can't lose what I have. Go deeper. Please help me praise your neighbor. Go deeper. The man made a statement. And that statement is the reason why I came here. The man says, this is a dreadful place. Are you there? It's a dreadful place. Like I told you, it's a prayer point for you to go before the Lord and ask him, never let me journey with you without that fear. Are you there? There's a measure of fear that you need to have. You know why? Your wife might be afraid to rebuke you when. And you know the way we deal with our wives. You have done something wrong, but you pretend and be continue on the wrong path so that she will now get tired. You know what? God is not afraid of you. There are some men you can't rebuke. Because the way he has carried himself. But that man is not too big for God to handle. Don't become that man. We have weaknesses. So don't hide it from him. And don't run away from him because you have a weakness. No, run to him. Run to him and report yourself. Report yourself. His heart is fragile. If you do that way, he will raise you up. Say, Kai, stand up. The man that is a wicked man is a man that runs from you. He's a wicked man. You need to be afraid of him. So the issue is not your weakness. You can deal with it if you run to him and stay with him. Don't leave him. Don't leave him. He will keep purging, and he will purge that weakness out. So what we are preaching here is not human power affection. We are talking about the power of the grace of God. The power of the grace of God. Don't run from him. Stay. He
He saw that weakness. He still anointed you. So the weakness is not the issue. What you do with it will determine how your heart is. Go to him. Stay with him. Stay there. Stay. It's your intimacy with him that will impart into you higher levels of his nature. No wrong from him. But please, don't ever take him for granted. Let that fear, that dread, let it guard your heart. If you have that fear, you will make it to the very end. Are you there? So let your interaction with God, your intimacy with God, be based on covenant, not convenience. Just like times of trouble between you and your wife doesn't undo the marriage because it's a covenant. All right, so let hunger, you lose your job, you are in a bad mood, let it not stop you from going to meet him. Because what you have with him is a covenant. When you are like that, he will respect you. He will consider you to be reliable, trustworthy. He will boast about you before people. We'll go into people's dreams and say, "Have you seen my servant? Have you seen?" Go into people's dreams and be talking about it. And they will come to you and be telling you. Then you know, oh, okay. He trusts me. And in the same way, when you begin to participate in secret sin, first of all, he will rebuke you himself. Then secondly, he will now carry you and report you to other people. You're not fully. So you begin to see people coming to warn you that what I saw about you was not. First of all, he wants to handle it as a family crisis. He will come to you. He will come to you. I'm telling you, if you honor your intimacy with him, your case will never go out. You and him will. You will handle it. You will handle it. He's a good person. He's better than us. It's when you become stubborn, he will go and report you to Prophet Ayo. Report you. Then they will come and they, even if they cannot talk to you, they will turn like and say, "Don't say the Lord." But I found out that when God begins to report people to people, I've not seen 90% of people won't repent at that point. Yes, they won't repent. That warning that the prophet is prophesying about, they will stay in it until it happens. But if you have an intimate life with God, if you hear the word of the Lord and you hear the sound and you know this is God, you will tremble. You will, the person that is passing the message immaterial. Let that dread, that wonder, let it never depart from your heart. You become fake. So he identified the dread. Then he said, "This is what? None other." That means you cannot mistake the spiritual location that I just entered. It is called what? The house of God. It is called what? So the house of God could not adequately describe what it was. So he gave it two names. These two things this man is trying to describe with pain is what the church is supposed to be. He doesn't have sufficient vocabulary to describe it. All right, let me move you to, oh my God, this will take too much time. Matthew chapter 18, verse number. Matthew 18 to 20. There is an atmosphere God wants us to live under. There is a government he wants us to function under. And if we understand what the idea of the house of God is, then you will realize that anyone that operates under such an atmosphere is guaranteed to find his destiny. Are you with me? Okay, let's do some. This is Jesus speaking in the book of Matthew chapter 18. I'll just read from verse 18 to 20. Then I will do a little explanation. And my explanation will be an attempt to interpret the deduction of Jacob in that encounter that he had. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Now, Jesus gave us two spiritual principles that are possible. But he only explained one. Gave us the first possibility in verse 18. Gave us the second possibility in verse 19. So you see that the verse 19 is not an explanation of verse 18, because it begins with "and again," which means a different subject. Are you still there? Again. That word again is palin in the Greek. It's a different subject it's introducing altogether. Now, I want to stay on 19 so that I can use 20 to explain 19, because the possibility of 19 is the only one Jesus explained. The possibility of 19 can only take place if there is more than one person. So in this arrangement, it begins to introduce to us the idea of the body. A spiritual ecosystem that traps and binds more than one individual together in a covenant of interdependence. And that's the reason why God did not make us the same, because he wanted the principle of interdependence to prosper in our midst. So what will complete you is in another person. What he doesn't give you is in another brother. You will need to humble yourself so that you can receive strength from the dimension of grace that is not available to you in your own wiring. Where two or three, then it brings about the principle of witness. Because a quorum needs to be formed in order for some spiritual possibilities to be available. So the basic baseline here is two. You say, where two or three are gathered. These ones are gathered, they are not assembled. What is the difference between an assemblage and a gathering? Those of you that have been to assembly plants before, you will find out in assembly plants, different parts are put together to form one thing. That's the orientation we need to sustain in spiritual warfare. Because in spiritual warfare is we wrestle. And the reason why it must be plural is because everything we're fighting against is plural. Principalities is plural. Powers is plural. The rulers of the darkness of this world is plural. Spiritual wickedness in heavenly places is plural. So it is we wrestle. It must be an assembly. It will notice that you can't engage alone. You are not looking like victorious. It means you are fighting something that is corporate with individual strength. It will not suffice. We wrestle. As you grow in your calling, grow in your anointing, you get to a point where you know you need brethren. I was in the wilderness for many years, and I know what it means to be a lone eagle, a lone voice in the wilderness. A time came I knew I would not survive as a lone ranger. I had to look for my company. Unfortunately for me, in seeking for my company, I found marauders first. Sometimes God allows that so that you can value your company when you find them. I met strange men, impostors. I thought they were in the service of Jesus. When I went closer, they were strange men. But because I went close enough, I did not escape without a scar. In finding your company, you will have a scar so that you can value what the Lord has put on them. I knew as the lone voice, I couldn't survive this the next season. There's so much you can do as an individual. But if it's interpreting the destiny of a generation, you will need to find your company, your tribe. There is a language of the spirit that God has given you people in a shared form. Like a jigsaw puzzle. You hold a part and others will come complete it. And so the Bible says that we preach in part and we prophesy in part. It's always a company of prophets, not just a prophet. I crawled out of my cave in search of my own people. Then when I found them, I found out that the language I speak was really from heaven. For they learned the same tune without us ever meeting. For where two or three are gathered, amen. In the situation of gathering, there is an attraction that brings about a gathering. It's an attraction. But the Bible says where the carcass is, the eagles never gather. The eagles don't dwell on the ground, but they are attracted by carcass. The reason why people will gather is because Jesus is elevated. He said, if I be lifted up, if by any means I'm raised, if it is me that becomes preeminent, all nations I withdraw unto me. You want your church to grow? Keep yourself aside. Look for brilliant ways of making Jesus the star. And if he gets up there, the result is not emotional. He draws all men. Everyone comes and knows that the gathering is not to the pastor. Not to his wife, not to the choir. There is one that is elevated in our company. It is his songs we sing. It is his messages we preach. It is his sound we chant. Asima kobe naika masuke. Ofela bokoria minazilaite. I crawled out of my wilderness. 16 years as a lone ranger, learned how to fight alone. In terms of a lone ministry, I became competent. But a day came, I saw that I would not last. A battle came. I wielded the muscles I've developed for 16 years. As an intercessor, as a warrior, it was not sufficient. He claimed one of our children. I crawled out of the wilderness. To look for my own company. Then I saw this, the area of my strength. And I also realized I was blind in some other areas. When the Lord began to bring the company, then I found that I was just a part of a big puzzle. Not as important as I thought I was. Just a part. It was bigger. God was more ambitious than any of us could ever imagine. I When strength began to come from all the four corners, the things that I was afraid of became afraid of me. For where two or three are gathered, and the attraction is his name, his glory, his authority. He said, there I am in the midst of them. So even though I'm invisible, I will look for ways to make myself visible in their midst. I can be invisible to the unbelievers, but in such a way, in such a place where people are gathered under the authority of my name, I must find a way to make myself visible to them and to leave imprints upon their hearts that will last the test of time. If it is true that we came to church, everyone should leave and say the same things that Jacob said. This is a dreadful place. There is dread here. There is something for which we need to be afraid here. This is none other but the house of God. This is none other but the gates of heaven. May his dread come again. May the thoughts of his awesome holiness come again. May our hearts yearn to cleave to his purity, to cleave to that which he has ordained. May we desire to operate on his own terms and not on our own. This is a dreadful place. So I took up a fast. The city of Cana. And I went for many days. 160 days. 170 days. 189 days. 200 days. 212 days. 214 days. 255 days. 260 days. 261 days, 262 days, 263 days, 264 days. On the 264th day, came from work to drop my tie, drop my bag to go for prayer. I had a knowing in my spirit that I was not alone in the room. So I told the Lord, I said, if you are the one doing this, show me a sign. That sign lasted till 3 a.m. When I came out of the experience, nobody will tell you that this is a dreadful place. Nobody will tell you, because the beings that encountered me, they took orders from other people. They took orders from somewhere else. They could do you damage without moving a finger. One of those angels made me paralyzed from here, so I couldn't move it again. Do you know that you might claim that there are prayer points you want to take to him, and you write them down. When you get where you are to ask a question, they will just touch your brain. You will forget everything that you brought. Completely. It's when the presence leaves you, now remember, you are not that important, you are not that strong. I've been in a place where I realized I was not as strong as I thought I was. If you have ever been there, your conclusion will be Jacob's conclusion. This is what? My theology was shattered. We were taught to proclaim and name and claim. We were taught all kinds of things. But I came to a place where I had no strength. I came into an atmosphere where I was not the one that determined what happened. Every knee must bow. Every tongue confess. Everything that operated in that atmosphere made obeisance to a monarch. It was in those days I understood when the scripture says, "For thine is the kingdom." For thine is the power. For thine is the glory. Everything that was operating in that place made obeisance. Made obeisance to him. High cherubs of glory. Oh my God. They made obeisance. Strange creatures. This is a dreadful place. This is a dreadful place. The intensity of the dread of God is going to be coming on the house of God. For his finger will purge. He will revenge every form of disobedience so that his name again will be hallowed in his tabernacle. Many there be that we call mighty that will fall and fade away. I've seen his majesty. The way men boast today behind the pulpit, it's a lie. Oh. No, I've seen his majesty. I've seen his throne. I was there for 8 hours. I saw the kind of angels that if you encounter, you say, "Hey!" Those ones were not even allowed to come into the light. They were like bodyguards somewhere. It's a lie. A boasting preacher lies. I've seen the thread that holds a man's life. It's fragile. As he's boasting, it's still that thread. God can pluck it off. And it will fall like dust. This is a dreadful place. I want to leave you with a prayer point. Oh my God, so he has come. So I can pray for the sick now. You can rise. You're the Father of spirits, the Holy One of Israel. La 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 la. Take a moment of time to call down his glory in this place. Those inside, those outside. For where two or three are gathered in his name, I will be there in the midst of them. Oranina mosato kobele, lambro kopa suka babamante kasivalo de balahadi. To the Father.
Kingdom, the power and the glory. Asiso banima santoria, ricamento comprehensile, le broches catobina la hatale. Ne scofe la bonda bila catello. Sufra seco bande kudena labarando skito boko minalaita. Alababo seke lede. In Jesus' name. Brethren, let his dread never depart. Let his dread never depart. Let his dread never depart. Let his fear constrain you. And if you know you have a witness like me, don't run away from him. Run to him. Stay with him. Stay. The more you stay, the more refined you'll become. The more you stay, the better you'll become. Jehovah make a dish come. He will begin to purge you. He will begin to make you. Oh my God. Like unto his pleasing, he will make you. He will make you. He will make you. He will make you. Many of you sitting here today will be the leaders of the house of God in the days to come. Let his fear not depart from you. He will make 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 you strong. He will make you strong. Strength will come. Strength will come. Strength will come. Strength will come. He will raise you up. He will raise you up. Oh, my talk elebegesi. Ropos canto, hiko bemalaeto. Rumenansi kobre, valatos kohombilaita. Ruketeli nene mokoria. Esiko bante kudine heletale. Primanse uranus, baboko mokori. Hevila mantoria bakadala. Oh, he will make you. He will make you. He will raise you out of the dunghill and set you among princes. It is not by power. It is not by might. It is by his spirit. God will never change the way he deals with men. It is not by power. Kamosi kobre kofilamonde uvesasa batala. Kilabonde milahazi. He will make you strong. He will make you strong. He will pull you out of that pit, cause you to stand on the rock. He will make you strong. This is not the end of the journey. God wants to take glory every beat of the way. He will make you strong. He's not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. He will make you strong. Strong. Koromosiketeli. Mabrokon se la itamalaite. Igo bend hoski tomorokolia. Endomoko. He will make you strong. Sometimes all he wants to do is to change you, not to change the situation. Don't become a victim of the flesh. Allow him change you. It brings you to a point where the situation can no longer affect you. The situation has not changed, but you are full of life, basking with the glory of God. He will change you. As the Lord replaces and replenishes his army, a lot of things are taking place. A lot of shiftings are taking place in the body of Christ right now, because God is raising one, God is putting down the other. He's making one to sit among princes. He's oh my God, all kinds of things. Make sure you take your place. Make sure you take your place. Make sure you take your place. It doesn't take God eternity to do that which is eternal. God destiny does not take time. Destiny takes encounter. He will put his hand on your life. Oh yes, the little one shall become a thousand, and the small one shall become a strong nation. Something great will erupt from your life. The noise of your lifting will be heard in your borders. Men will say, look upon him that the Lord has blessed. You must take your journey. It is time to get moving. God is interested in your destiny. Rabalaito komenana. Ikomenana la babasa. Hey! He opens for you a door that no man can shut. Ovorobosete lala. Prescovela. Amanta babole masiko bre. Amakalata meno saliva. Prescovelanto. Abosema. Ramai kupa malala babosa. Ay 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 ay. Brasko feta minale, ovelesko feti mia. Iba kopela mamoko, kabasose amakanda baboria. Edo kote magia tite, akakala atakomba babalata. Obeshka balombano, obobo yete. Yes, it is just the beginning for you. The journey leads yonder, into the place of greater glory. give you glory. We give you praise. For this indeed is the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. We climb into the promises you've made. We connect with the grace that you have ordained for this season. We crawl out of our hiding places. We move to build that which you build in the earth. We ask, oh God, that your spirit will make us strong. That your spirit will make us strong in this treacherous day. That we might have capacity to both be exemplary and revelatory. To be an example and to point men in the right direction. We ask that you increase our capacity. Let him that had 2 talents be given 5 talents. Let him that had 3 measures be given 10 measures. Increase our capacity in the name of Jesus Christ. By all means, cut off the dragon. Let the tongue that speaks blasphemies be cut off. Blasphemies of reproach, blasphemies of hindrance, of limitation, concerning such things that you have made fearfully and beautifully. Let the finger of the enemy be cut off. Let his stronghold be overtaken. By all means, cause the faces of your people to shine. For they looked unto thee and were radiant. And their faces were not ashamed. O silamokura bala. Roske feletos kito bokonde helekade. I follow Mokedo. If what a skudo mina kabenda, I skome. I sense it. I sense it already. A new season is upon us. I sense it already. I sense it already. A little one shall become 1,000. I sense it already. A small one shall become a strong nation. I kete te bo 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 boy. Elina no mokoria basike. Romeshi kamandabo kodi malaya. Oh! The Lord is not true with us yet. It's not true. He's not true with us. He's not true. He's just starting. He's just getting ready. I see him. I see him. Mama maya babo. Bo 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 bo. It's too late. You can't throw in the towel now. We've been on this journey for too long. We will go until we'll embrace that which the Lord himself is offering us. Oh. Oh. For the dry oak tree will soon fall and give way. For the Lord says, why cumbereth it the ground? Why cumbereth it? It will be rooted out. It will be rooted out. Asikobre la mokori. Isamena kute balite. Oh, we give you glory. It's a privilege to be numbered in you. It's a privilege to be your own in this time. It's a privilege. It's a privilege. We only desire to please your majesty. Be glorified. Glorify. So in a moment of time, just in case you need a miracle, you need a touch, you need your ear to hear, you need your eye to see, you need to be able to walk, you need some limitations on your life to be taken away, I'm going to pray a prayer. Oh my God. I'm seeing fresh anointing coming upon people. I'm seeing fresh anointing. That's how you know a new season. God begins to anoint. Men are fresh. So that the pool of grace, the emphasis can shift. So that his handiwork in his house can become visible. A company begins to rise that speaks the language of heaven. There is a fresh anointing. There is a new anointing. I see it already. He said, It's a fresh anointing. And so, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, if you can find an amen, please respond. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Today, Lord, I bind the limitations that have held your people down. The circumstances of manipulation that is responsible for their frustrations, Lord, I bind it, I arrest it. The yokes that have constituted a heavy burden on their shoulders, anchors upon their necks, to keep them confined and restricted, I break those yokes in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, conditions of ill health, deafening spirits, blinding spirits, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Sorts which makes for pain, for crippling and binding circumstances, I break your yoke in the name of Jesus Christ. Hey. Oh my God. Interferences of demons, messengers of the enemy that have stood in the way to hinder, to retard, to bring reproach, I break that yoke in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let it be broken. Let it be broken. Let it be broken. Afflictions that have endured many moons, many seasons. Reproaches that have endured many moons, many seasons. Father, we label them as contraband and we end their relevance tonight in the name of Jesus. Things that keep appearing in dreams and in visions in the subconscious that is not of God, that keep saying, I am still here. I am still around in this mix. I am still part of the description of this season. Today we dethrone you. We dethrone you. We dethrone you. We dethrone you in the name of Jesus. Oh, there's someone in the congregation trying to work for God, but your family members are caught up in the occult. You have become a center of focus. all kinds of attacks, all kinds of suffering, all kinds of limitation. But I came to tell you tonight that this night, the Lord raises you up out of the dunghill in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I proclaim to you and a new season comes upon you. A new season comes upon you in the name of Jesus. I'm seeing the money you need for your building is coming. It's coming. Just in case in your family reality, somebody came and complicated the platform of your family by cutting covenant with demons and giving them legitimacy to operate in your environment. And you sprang forth from that root. And now you see some of the symptoms in your life is not consistent with God, what God has promised you. We have come to the house of God. It's a dreadful place. We are in a dreadful place. We invoke the name of our monarch, the power that is in his scepter. And I fight against that confusion right now. In the name of Jesus. Let the stronghold be broken. Let the name of Satan be forgotten in that lineage, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh my God. Iromo soko babayates. Edo koria shiko mento igo boborese. Iskamento koborote sali. I say to you that affliction shall not arise again the second time. Aradomosika. Michael Selabonda. We give you glory. We give you praise. Let your name be glorified. I believe the time we'll meet again, you'll have loads of testimonies to share. But I'd like you to bring your son as I promised. Where is he?